is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Oliver Goldsmith, born in Ireland, 1730, author of The Vicar of Wakefield and the play She Stoops to Conquer. Oliver Goldsmith, who said, "Every absurdity has a champion to defend it." It's the birthday of Martin Luther, born in Eisleben, Saxony, in 1483, a very productive writer, who, in a period of about 30 years in the mid-16th century, published an article on religion every other week, more than 60,000 pages in all. Also worked on a translation of the Bible into common German. Today, most of his writings are read only by theologians, but his words survive in his popular hymns. It's the birthday of the poet Vachel Lindsay, Springfield, Illinois, 1879. Dropped out of medical school after 3 years, hoping to make a living drawing pictures and writing poetry. Decided to walk across the United States, trading his poems and pictures for food and shelter along the way. He almost starved a couple of times, but in 1913, Poetry Magazine published Lindsay's poem, General William Booth Enters into Heaven, and it was a big hit. It's the birthday of the writer Neil Gaiman, born in Porchester, England, 1960, whose Sandman series of graphic novels was one of the first to get serious literary attention. Neil Gaiman, who said, "The most important dreams, the most manipulable of cultural icons, are those that we received when we were too young to judge or analyze." And it was on this day in 1855 that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow published his long poem, The Song of Hiawatha. He'd read about Native Americans back in his college day, and he wrote to his mother, "They are a race possessing magnanimity, generosity, benevolence, and pure religion, without hypocrisy, most barbarously treated by the whites, both in word and deed." He started in to work on it in June of 1854, writing in trochaic tetrameter instead of iambic pentameter, and finished it about a year later. It was an immediate bestseller, sold 30,000 copies in the first 6 months. Here's our poem for today, a few lines from the introduction of The Song of Hiawatha. "In the green and silent valley by the pleasant watercourses dwelt the singer Nawadaha. In the green and silent valley, there he sang of Hiawatha, sang the song of Hiawatha, sang his wondrous birth and being, how he prayed and how he fasted, how he lived and toiled and suffered, that the tribes of men might prosper, that he might advance his people. Ye who love the haunts of nature, love the sunshine of the meadow, love the shadow of the forest, love the wind among the branches, and the rain shower, and the snowstorm, and the rushing of great rivers through their palisades of pine trees, and the thunder in the mountains, whose innumerable echoes flap like eagles in their eyries, listen to these wild traditions, to this song of Hiawatha." From Longfellow's Song of Hiawatha. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute FIT test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.